is our returning champion, Dennis Holman from Bloomington, Minnesota. Stand by to see Dennis play for a pair of jet skis, valued at $5,998. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a Cadillac, valued at $26,304 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you very much. Thank you. Delighted to have you with us. And we're delighted to have you with us at home for Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. This is Dennis Holman. Hello, Dennis.
How do you do, Jim?
Good. You survived the tough one on the last show with a tie-breaking question and a little knowledge of history, right? That got you here.
Yeah.
Well, Dennis, here's where you stand now. Jay was talking about the his and her jet skis. On Sale of the Century, they cost $175. That's all for almost $6,000 worth. You've got $125 in your bank, so you need the win and $50 more. And you could have the jet skis. I can intrigue you further. If you add another $135, you could have gold coins worth close to $9,000.
Oh, that'd be great.
Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready, Jim.
Good luck. Things to shoot for, and I'm sure a couple of good challengers to try to stop him. Summer Bartholomew will introduce them.
Hello there.
Oh, this is not one of your let's do the laundry outfits here.
No, it's not, Jim.
Very fancy.
Thank you.
Whom did you bring us?
This contestant knows that tomorrow really is another day. Originally from New York, New York. Say hi to Sandy Adelson.
Hi there, Sandy.
And he's in the running. Originally from Long Island, New York. A big hello to Robert Nature.
Hello there, Robert. You going dancing right after the show?
Really?
Very nice. Thank you. Let's see. Robert, you are in the running, Somerset.
Yeah, well, actually, I'm sort of following my father's footsteps. He ran his first marathon 7 years ago, and I'm about to run mine in about 2 weeks.
Oh, terrific.
Yeah.
How long have you been training for that?
About 3 months.
Yeah, that takes pretty good training there. Well, good luck with the marathon.
Thanks
that's got to be something to achieve. Sandy, you know that tomorrow really is another day.
That's right. I worked for a company that did merchandise and licensing for a major motion picture company, and I've seen Gone with the Wind about 150 times.
Oh, yes. That's the closing line, right?
Yes.
Tomorrow is another day.
Right.
Nice to have you. Do you still enjoy it?
Absolutely.
Hey, really? After all that many times?
Yep.
$20 starts all three players off. Let's get into the match. Of course, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion. He gets to go shopping. In the Peanuts gang, what's the name of Lucy's blanket-carrying brother? Sandy?
Lioness.
Lioness it is. $5 for the correct answer. Get Sandy up to $25. Explorer Ponce de Leon grew old searching for, Sandy?
The Fountain of Youth.
To win a rope for Sandy, you're right. He goes to $30. In the Dr. Seuss story, what holiday was stolen by the... Sandy?
Christmas.
By the Grinch, Christmas is exactly what we wanted. Sandy beats Dennis to the buzzer and stretches it out to a $15 lead. When it's necessary to be brave about things, you might be told to keep a stiff upper, Dennis.
Lip.
This time you beat her to the buzzer and the champion gets his first five on the plus side. What kind of thorny plant bears flowers called the ink spot, rondelay, and American Beauty? Sandy?
Rose.
Yeah, they're all roses. I wouldn't know the ink spot, but I would know the American Beauty. Sandy goes to 40. Time now for an instant bargain. Player in the lead always has the opportunity to buy some great bargain merchandise. And Sandy, you've got the lead and your first opportunity to pick something up. Matter of fact, already pretty good lead. $15 lead. Can we interest you in this?
Sandy, make tea time an elegant time with Oneida Silversmith's distinctive Georgian scroll five-piece tea and coffee service. Featuring lovely scroll pattern borders, graceful body shapes, and fine craftsmanship. Furnished by Oneida Silversmiths. And it's normally priced at $525. But today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Isn't that nice?
Gorgeous.
Beautiful silver for just $5. Normally $5.25. Like it?
I love it.
That's super. Did anybody hear Summer say anything about some money for silver polish or anything?
Oh.
Think she should have some money for silver polish? Your fellow contestants over there think I should give you silver polish money.
I agree with them.
Okay. Well, then I'll be nice. I'll give you $200. Okay, there you go. You've got the silver service, $200 in cash. $725 bargain for just the value of one question. That is a good buy. We knock that off your score, you still have a $10 lead over the champion. Name the popular TV series which featured such unusual characters as It, Thing, and Lurch. Robert.
The Addams Family.
Addams Family it is. Robert ties Dennis for second place. Yes. Name the American state that lies just 50 miles from Russia. Sandy.
Alaska.
That's a little scary to think of, isn't it? Yeah, 50 miles from Russia is Alaska. Sandy, back to 40. Name the Danish writer famous for his 168 fairy tales. Sandy.
Hans Christian Andersen.
Nicely solved, and Sandy now with a $20 lead. Yeah. It is time now for the Fame Game. Players are playing for control of the Fame Game board with a lot of information about famous characters, plural characters. We are fictional characters who are based on real counterparts. We can be found in an historical French novel published in 1844 that has two sequels, 20 Years After and The Viscount of Bragelonne. We were created, Sandy?
The Three Musketeers?
By Alexandre Dumas, and you are right, it is indeed The Three Musketeers. Yes, they were based on real people, as a matter of fact. Well, first of all, we'll show you the $10 money card, Summer.
Behind number one.
All right, prizes behind the other eight. The $10 money card, if you can stop that light, will be added to your score. We're locked into your buzzer now, Sandy. Good luck,
on,
and stop it.
Come on, number 10. Come on, number 10.
Well, you didn't get the $10 money card. What did she get?
A metal detector. A White's metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
That's a fun thing. $369 worth.
Thank you.
You're originally from New York. You could use that to locate potholes. Actually, you find them pretty easily without looking. We'll be right back. Challengers is forged into the lead, doing some buying along the way. Sandy's at 45, and Robert and the champion Dennis both in second place at 25. What part of your body would you land on if you took a pratfall? Dennis!
Your back.
What?
Your back.
No, it's a little further down than that. The buttocks is what they have here, the pratfall. And you lose five for the incorrect answer. Sorry about that, Dennis. According to the Peter, Paul, and Mary hit, the fruit of this poor tree is impossible. Sandy.
Lemon.
Impossible to eat. Lemon tree it is, and Sandy goes to 50. Yes. What kind of vehicle would an Englishman call a lorry? Sandy?
A taxi.
No, that's a truck. That's a truck. A lorry is a truck. Sandy takes a backward step for the first time in a while, back down to 45. The Spanish word for blood has given us the name of a refreshing drink made by mixing red wine, fruit juice. Dennis?
That's sangria.
And soda water sangria it is indeed. And Dennis back in the tie for second place with Robert. But Sandy, again, a pretty sizable lead, a $20 lead, and the opportunity to buy this.
Sandy, you'll beam when you see these great gifts designed for fun in the sun. First, Ray-Ban Tortuga sunglasses. Classic styling and distinctive fashion with the look and gold of golden tortoiseshell. Plus, Ray-Ban glare beating lenses from Bausch & Lomb. Plus, Catalina's his and her active and daytime sportswear. Combining fresh good looks and richly textured easy care fabrics for any sport and leisure activities furnished by Catalina. And it's normally priced at $710. But today on Sale of the Century, figures for only $10.
Here's your bag. Nice. Sunglasses and outfits.
We're getting ready to take a vacation.
Oh, that'll come in so handy. That $710 bargain for 10 bucks. Now, you have a $20 lead. So you would still have that $10 lead you had before when you bought. And as before, I'll give you another $200 in cash to go with it for just 10 bucks. Going once. Yeah. You're going to buy. Enjoy that. You got yourself a surprise as well. A great time to buy. I gave you $200. Hang on to this. Thank you very much, David. In addition, as a surprise, you get one, two, three, four, five, $700 in cash. Thank you. Ain't got anything more in there? $700 surprise.
It'll be a great vacation.
I would think so. What are you up to, $1,100 in cash now?
Something like that.
Yeah, not bad at all. If she forgets, don't tell her how much. Cost you just $10. We knock it off your score. Still with a $10 lead. Way to go, Sandy. What lovely bird starts out in life as a cygnet? Dennis.
That's a swan.
It is indeed a swan. Dennis back in the second place. In 1985, it was discovered lying 2.5 miles under the sea off the coast, Sandy.
The Lusitania?
No, the coast of Newfoundland. Titanic. Titanic. Sandy loses five, and she and Dennis are now in a tie. And Robert, just a question behind. While vacationing in Britain, what city would be on your agenda if you wanted to see the famous White Cliffs? Sandy.
Dover.
Just beating everyone to the buzzer, Sandy goes back into the lead. Yes. People who travel quickly across several time zones sometimes experience, Dennis.
That's jet lag.
Jet lag is what it is, and Dennis ties Sandy again. Name the ex-actor whose films include King's Row. Robert?
Ronald Reagan.
Didn't even have to get to Bedtime for Bonzo, huh? Yes, Ronald Reagan it is. Robert goes for 30. Talking about President Reagan, a great sense of humor, as we all know. When he was asked if he watches his old movies on television, the president replied, "No, when one of my pictures comes on, I know it's past my bedtime." We'll be right back. Game is closed with a champion and Sandy in a tie, and Robert just a question behind. Back to the fame game and a $15 money card to be added to the board. Famous thing. I am an American magazine launched in 1953 with only a few $1,000s. Over the years, Dennis taking a chance.
That's Playboy.
And the chance pays off. You are right. It is Playboy. Dennis has control of the board. First of all, where's the $15 money card?
Number two.
Right next to one another. That might be making them a little easier to shoot for. Lock them into your buzzer, Dennis. You could stop that light whenever you want to.
Two.
He's got the $10 money card. Yes, indeed. You add that then to Dennis's score, and he jumps into a two-question lead over Sandy. Back with us. What was the profession of a famous Frenchman named Paul Cézanne? Robert?
Painter.
Painter is exactly what he is, and Robert ties Sandy to second place. From the Latin for under penalty, a writ commanding a person to appear in a judicial... Robert?
Habeas corpus.
No, no. In a judicial proceeding is called a subpoena. A subpoena. And you lose five. Sorry about that, Robert, for the incorrect answer. One of the stars of the movie Dune is the lead singer, Robert.
Sting.
Sting is exactly right. Robert jumps around and gets back into a tie with Sandy. But with an instant bargain this time, Dennis, you've got the lead. You've got a $10 lead. And with a $10 lead, Dennis, maybe you might like this.
Dennis, we cannot tell a lie. Here's a capital trip to beautiful Washington, D.C. We'll fly you and a friend from Los Angeles for a three-day stay in our nation's capital, where you'll have a chance to see a bit of history and history in the making. The Lincoln Memorial, the Washington Monument, the White House, and even a session of Congress. This exciting trip is normally priced at $2,030, but today on Sale of the Century, choose for only $15.
Wow! If this is what you're carrying in your purse, I'm never going to kid you about your outfits again. Over $2,000 trip to Washington.
Oh, I haven't been to Washington since I was in high school.
$15 it would cost. Dennis, I'm going to do two things because I love ties.
Oh, I know you love ties.
I'm going to knock $5 off the score. Okay. I will sell it to you for $10. You'd be in a tie with Robert and Sandy. And I will throw in for spending money on that trip, $500. $2,500 trip, and you'd only be in a tie, and easily enough time to get back into the lead, and easily enough for the jet skis. Going once!
Oh, yeah.
Going twice! Yeah. He's going to Washington. Enjoy the trip, enjoy the spending money, and as we knock $10 off his score, we will enjoy a great match going down to the wire right after this. Too good to pass up.
That's a great city to visit.
Scoreboard tells it all. Three-way tie. Back to business with this. This famous lawyer acted as defense counsel in the 1925 Scopes. Robert?
Clarence Darrow.
Scopes monkey trial. You are right, Darrow it is. Robert goes into the lead for the first time today. In what state will you find towns named Peshtigo, Eau Claire, and Oshkosh?
That's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin it is. Dennis and Robert now on a tie. The singer who divorced Debbie Reynolds to marry Liz Taylor, Sandy?
Eddie Fisher.
And we've got that three-way tie again. Yes. And the third and final crack of the fame game now, players, and famous people, plural. We are people who once ruled one of the largest and richest empires in the Americas. We began to expand in 1438 and eventually extended more than 2,500 miles along the western coast of South America. Famous people, remember. We did not develop a writing system, but archaeological remains. Robert?
The Incas.
Incas is exactly right. Nicely solved with limited information. Well, we got a $25 money card, Summer, right?
Behind number three.
All right.
Two of them to shoot for. We locked them into your buzzer now, Robert, and you can stop that light whenever you want. Good luck.
Come on, three.
No, you didn't hit the money cards,
close.
But what do we have for you behind eight?
Floor care products from Bissell, featuring the double action sweeper for quick pickups on carpets and bare floors, and the Carpet Machine Plus for deep cleaning with 4-in-1 carpet formula. Furnished by Bissell.
just what he wanted.
That was my goal.
Oh, that's good. Yes. It's over $300.
What?
Well, you've reached your goal, Robert. Congratulations. Time now to finish it up with the speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please, and a great game goes down to the wire. Robert and Sandy and Dennis all in a tie at 40 with 60 seconds on the clock. And get ready. The speed round starts now. In what large East Coast city would you find Grand Central Station?
Robert. New York.
Right. What is a Rhode Island red? Sandy.
It's a chicken.
Right. What holiday do we celebrate on March 17th? Dennis.
St. Patrick's Day.
Right. In films, what kind of animal is Benji? Sandy.
It's a dog.
Right. In what American city are young women crowned Miss America? Robert.
Atlantic City.
Right. Who wrote Alice's Adventures in Wonderland? Robert.
Time.
In which of the arts is Aaron Copland famous? Sandy.
Music.
Right. On what continent is Egypt located? Sandy.
Africa.
Right. Oliver's Story was Eric Siegel's sequel. Robert.
Love Story.
Right. In what state did the Kent State tragedy occur? Robert.
Ohio.
Right. In opera, what is the highest female singing voice? Sandy.
Soprano.
Right. What does a chronometer measure? Dennis.
Time.
Right. What eerie creature is the only mammal that can fly? Sandy.
Bat.
Right. What Middle Eastern nation is ruled by King Hussein? Sandy.
Egypt.
Wrong. By what name is the Roman landmark, the Flavian Amphitheater, better known? Sandy.
The Colosseum.
Right. And time is up. Sandy is the new champion of the country. Congratulations. Great speed round for Sandy. Back with her in just a moment. King Hussein rules Jordan and Alice's Adventures in Wonderland, written by Lewis Carroll. And the time, I think, ran out before. I believe you said it, but time ran out. Got to say goodbye, first of all, to our champion. He tried to get add to his winnings, didn't make it this time, but a great stay with the answering machine, the men's suits, trash compactor. Great trip to Washington, $550 in cash. You are over $3,800 in cash and prizes, Dennis. Thank you. And Robert isn't going home empty-handed. He got the carpet machine he said he wanted more than anything in the whole wide world. And with the cash in front of him, $357, Robert. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good player. But Sandy Adelson is going shopping with me. Come on, Sandy. New champion. Congratulations. Well done. Good speed round. I thought you might have got a little on track there with King Hussein, but you came right back strong. You've got $70 in your bank account. Now, ignore the price because you are entitled to the first level prize. You've already seen it. You easily have enough money for this. That's the brass desk and mirror. But if you put your money in the bank and played on, $105 away, you could have these.
Make waves with that special someone with these his and hers jet skis. Maybe the ultimate water toys for jumping the wake, racing, or just plain showing off. Furnished by Foothill Yamaha Kawasaki. And normally priced at $5,998, yours on sale of the century for only $175.
Boy, they sure have a lot of fun for two people sitting here on dry land. My goodness. So that's going to be $175. You've got $70, so you would be $105 away from them. They are a lot of fun. Two of them, his and her. Next, talking about things that are fun, the next thing up the line, it's a ways away, but if you get to $260, the very next thing, I think you would love.
Go for a symbol of success. These 24-karat gold coins. Beautiful Canadian maple leaf coins. Each one weighing an ounce and stamped 999. Furnished by Deke Pereira of Los Angeles. Normally priced at $8,814. Yours on sale of the century for only $260.
Isn't that a beautiful prize? Hello there, Mr. Leprechaun. Faith and Bigard, if you decided to put your money in the bank from there, if you got yourself up to $530, my darling, you could drive away with this.
Drive the road to luxury with a Cadillac Coupe de Ville. An elegant two-door coupe with a powerful V8 engine. Featuring leather interior, front-wheel drive, and AM-FM stereo. Furnished by Modern Motors. Normally priced at $26,304, yours on sale of the century for only $530.
$750 will get you everything we've got on the stage, plus this.
A cash jackpot of $74,000.
And that, in total, is $145,075 in cash and prizes that could be yours. But, Sandy, right now, you decide if you want to take the desk and mirror and leave or put your money in the bank and play on. You think about it for a moment. We'll get your decision in a brief moment. Back with our champion, Sandy Adelson. You won with $70, and forget the price. Normally it would be $85, but for $70, we will give you the brass desk and mirror. You could take them and leave, or put your money in the bank with the his and her jet skis. The next thing up the line, $105 away. Sandy, what's it going to be?
Well, the desk is nice, but I want to go to Ireland.
Ah, Ireland, you're thinking about that. That's up the line a little bit. We'll talk about that later. I'll tell you this right now, with the $5,000 in the cash jackpot, $75,000 and two new challenges next time on Sale of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Ireland.
Prices are manufacturer-suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording.